When you start to develop your powers of empathy and imagination, the whole world opens up to you.
If you aren't humble, whatever empathy you claim is false and probably results from some arrogance or the desire to control. But true empathy is rooted in humility and the understanding that there are many people with as much to contribute in life as you. Empathy, humanity and support for each other is more important than revenue, than growth.
Learning is a result of listening, which in turn leads to even better listening and attentiveness to the other person. In other words, to learn from the child, we must have empathy, and empathy grows as we learn.
If your emotional abilities aren't in hand, if you don't have self-awareness, if you are not able to manage your distressing emotions, if you can't have empathy and have effective relationships, then no matter how smart you are not going to get very far.
In my view, the best of humanity is in our exercise of empathy and compassion. It's when we challenge ourselves to walk in the shoes of someone whose pain or plight might seem so different than yours that it's almost incomprehensible.
Human morality is unthinkable without empathy. Empathy is about finding echoes of another person in yourself.
You don't teach morals, ethics, empathy and kindness in the schools. You teach that at home, and children learn by example. Reading is an exercise in empathy, an exercise of walking in someone else's shoes for a while. All advocacy is, at its core, an exercise in empathy.
Empathy is about standing in someone else's shoes, feeling with his or her heart, seeing with his or her eyes. Not only is empathy hard to outsource and automate, but it makes the world a better place. Human nature is complex. Even if we do have inclinations toward violence, we also have inclination to empathy, to cooperation, to self-control. Empathy begins with understanding life from another person's perspective. Nobody has an objective experience of reality. It's all through our own individual prisms.
Humankind seems to have an enormous capacity for savagery, for brutality, for lack of empathy, for lack of compassion. The great gift of human beings is that we have the power of empathy.
Empathy is the starting point for creating a community and taking action. It's the impetus for creating change. Empathy is choosing to see ourselves in another despite our differences. It's recognizing that the same humanity, the same desire for meaning, fulfillment and security, exists in each of us, even if it's expressed uniquely. The opposite of anger is not calmness, it's empathy.
I know it might sound weird, but empathy is one of the greatest creators of energy. It's counterintuitive because it's selfless. I think we all have empathy. We may not have enough courage to display it.
Resilience is, of course, necessary for a warrior, but a lack of empathy isn't.
An exchange of empathy provides an entry point for a lot of people to see what healing feels like.
I don't know whether your heart ever necessarily changes, but time changes the way that you perceive the world. And you just hope it gives you more empathy and all those other things. Humans aren't as good as we should be in our capacity to empathize with feelings and thoughts of others, be they humans or other animals on Earth. So maybe part of our formal education should be training in empathy. Imagine how different the world would be if, in fact, that were reading, writing, arithmetic, empathy. For me, being a top coach means more than just teaching football. That includes empathy. It means that you can speak to a group, that you can deal with the media. You have to be able to do all of that. I would not describe myself as blind in this regard, but a top coach also includes titles.
It's dangerous to think of yourself as a hero and someone else as a villain. It gets in the way of empathy.
Empathy is important, openness, honesty, and an understanding for others.
There is a minimum requirement of morality, of moral compass, of decency, of moral empathy. And if you are incapable of meeting that minimum requirement, you can't even talk to me about policy.
Universal basic income is not a solution in search of a problem. It is the obvious solution that has been in front of us for years. It only requires us to have the vision, empathy and courage to adopt it for the American people before it is too late.
The Empathy Quotes post provides a platform for people to learn more about empathy and how it can be an effective tool in their everyday lives. Thanks for watching my video on Empathy Quotes. I hope you found it helpful, and if so, don't forget to like, comment and subscribe for more.